This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, and plenty to be thankful for. You, the audience, joining us. By the way, coming up tomorrow night on NBC, it'll be Christian McCaffrey and the Niners battling the Seahawks, the NFC West Showdown. And festivities started 8 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. We will update the poll results. More phone calls coming up as well. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. It's not a Friday. It's sort of a meet Wednesday here, since we won't be here tomorrow and Friday. And I decided we were going to do breakfast for lunch. And right now, the Traegers are fired up. Blueberry sausage breakfast fatties. I don't know what a fatty is.
It's kind of like a sausage roll with blueberry, like a blueberry muffin sausage roll combo. It sounds questionable, but it's fantastic.
Okay.
Decadent.
All right. Fritzy thought I was referring to him.
I totally did, because no. You saw me holding up a blueberry muffin earlier. And you're like, you're talking about blueberry fatties. What am I supposed to think?
Blueberry sausage breakfast fatties, bacon, eggs, pancakes, breakfast sausage, and home fries. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
All right, Seton. Final hour poll question. What are we going to go with?
Well, we have an anonymous one that's been submitted.
Oh, okay.
The worst part of Thanksgiving is the travel.
All right.
The work it takes to host.
Mm-hmm.
Annoying family members.
Ooh. Ooh.
Come on now. Wow.
It's out there.
Wow. Wow.
Who wrote that?
Or other.
Yeah. Anybody want to add anything to that? Todd, do you have anything to add?
Well, we're going to a restaurant close by, so it's not that. I enjoy the company of my family. There's no dishes or, you know, making or hosting or anything like that. So I will go with overeating to the point where you're just feeling really bloated and disgusting.
But that's a choice.
Yes, but that's still my other. Just like not knowing your limits and going way beyond the amount of food consumption where you just can't breathe or something.
All right. Paulie?
Mine's a little bit of the annoying family milieu. And this is a hypothetical. Like imagine you hosted and someone came to your house, brought no alcohol nor beer, but drank a lot of your alcohol and beer. The hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
Do as you wish with it.
That wouldn't have been anybody in your family.
Not at all.
No.
Not my
family. Not your family.
No.
Not my
Maybe your wife's
this
family.
This is a hypothetical situation.
Hypothetical.
Back to you.
It's just pathetical is what it is.
No offense.
All right. Marvin, you want to weigh in on this?
Oh, that's easy. Annoying family members. Then when you see him, it's like, man, it's good to see cousin so-and-so. And then about an hour in, I forgot you were like this. I'm ready to go.
Seton, you got one?
I almost find Thanksgiving to be nearly a perfect holiday.
Ooh.
It's nearly flawless.
Okay.
So maybe if I had to nitpick, it might be people debating turkey versus sides.
Yeah.
That gets a little old.
I think it's the traffic. I think it's just getting someplace. Once you get there, it's fine. But I'm always thinking about, once I get there, when do I get ready to go home?
Yeah.
And my wife will be like, stop looking at your watch. I'll go, no, I'm just admiring it. She goes, no, stop. Yes, Todd.
And you wonder if family members appreciate the work that went into, you know, booking flights and sitting at the gate and delays and getting there. You know, sometimes you don't feel like you're getting the love.
I just never understood how you show up at somebody's house and you don't bring something.
That's rude.
Anything?
People do that?
Hypothetically. Yes.
People do that?
Yes. Yeah. Walk in and it's basically, all right, I made the effort. Entertain me. Feed me. I'll smoke your cigar. Hypothetically. Smoke your cigars.
Sometimes
drink your moonshine. Hypothetically.
Sometimes the host will assign out, like, you make a side of this, you make a side of that. But let's say the host says, I'm taking care of everything. Just show up. You know that thing that sometimes the host will say, just show up. We got everything covered.
I like those people.
Do you still bring what?
Yes.
What would you bring?
I would bring a bottle of wine, or I would bring beer, or both.
Safe pick, right?
Absolutely. No matter what they say.
Easily, yeah.
Yes. You have to. Yeah, you bring a bottle of wine.
Right.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring some soda. My family's not drinkers. So you bring soda, lemonade, and all that stuff.
But your wife's side of the family, they're drinkers?
Please bring it. Like, what do you mean?
You only brought one bottle of wine?
Bye, Marvin.
Even if you just bring what you're going to drink, it still works.
I know.
You can bring a bottle of wine and drink the bottle of wine, and you're like, yeah, I'm good.
Right.
I think I told this story, a long time ago, but I had a friend who brought over a 12-pack, but there were 7 beers in there, so it wasn't even a 12-pack.
That's the best.
And I said hypothetically, John, why did you bring a 7-pack? He goes, well, I drank the other 5. And I go, okay. All right, well, put it in the refrigerator. Your 7-pack. Yes, Paulie.
I could top that. In 2015, someone brought to my house...
Hypothetically,
a 12-pack of beer, good beer. If for some reason, because there was a lot of beer product out there, it never got opened. When they left, they took it with them.
Oh, no, that's happened.
Yeah.
That's happened before.
We've discussed the etiquette here.
Yeah. And it was a 30-pack.
I think once you enter the threshold of the person's house, whatever you brought is now under their ownership.
That the host has to tell you to take it with you.
Right.
They have to say, no, don't leave it here. We already got a gajillion beers here. Take it back.
Yes, and it's a double no situation.
And then you're like, no, just keep, no. Oh, are you sure? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you, okay, I feel weird about it. Okay.
Hypothetically, I had somebody take a bottle of wine because it had a bow on it, and they thought that we were giving out gifts.
Door prizes?
Yes. And so I see. Now, hypothetically, John was leaving and he...
fake name.
Yes.
John gets after it.
Yes. And he grabbed a bottle of wine. And so this guy brings... No, hypothetically, he brought a 7-pack and then he left. He grabbed a bottle of wine because it had a bow on it.
Like it's an 8th grade birthday party in their favors.
Yes. And it was so brazen, I didn't even say anything. I'm like, good for him, man. Good for him.
Party loot bags.
Yeah. All right, Paulie has a new poll question off the Thursday games.
Okay, this is a game and a poll question simultaneously.
All right.
There are 3 football games tomorrow. Packers-Lions, that's an early game. 4:30 p.m. is Commanders at Cowboys. Yeah. The night game is 49ers at Seahawks. Mm-hmm. Personal preference, you can only watch one game.
Okay.
Never done this before.
Yep.
No one's ever done this. Pick the Thursday. I'll go first. I'm going to say Packers-Lions because... it's not often that the Lions play on Thanksgiving with this much hope. And I think I just want to revel in it. They should beat the Packers. Packers are playing a little better. But the Lions, a home game, this is going to be somewhat of a celebration game, hopefully, for them. And if they beat the Packers well, it'd be fun to watch.
Which team is more likely to replicate their record from last year, the Packers or the Jets? So all of this in the offseason with Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love and... could these two teams have the same records that they had last year when it's all said and done? I'm curious about that. Marvin, you'll be watching Niners Seahawks.
Correct.
Todd?
On paper, I would go Niners Seahawks, but like Paulie said, there's something about the Lions and watching them in the tradition of Thanksgiving. I'm going to go Packers Lions simply because I enjoy watching the Lions on Thanksgiving Day.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Seton, what about you?
Yeah, I'm a little bit in that nostalgic kind of thing, too, that Todd just talked about. 49ers Seahawks is obviously the best game of the day, and I want to watch that one, but I really do enjoy, for some reason, the Lions on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because normally you watch the Lions, and this is the only time you watch the Lions is Thanksgiving. And now we're watching the Lions knowing that we might be watching them quite a few more times and into the postseason.
It's kind of like watching the NBA on Christmas. I could watch yeah. 9 straight hours of NBA basketball.
How many games do you watch after Christmas in the NBA?
Not many.
But on Christmas Day.
I'm like, oh, hell yeah, Celtics. Let's go.
Yeah. Let me get a couple of phone calls in here. Dan in L.A., Ross Tucker will join us in about 20 minutes or 15 minutes from now. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Danny. Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Sorry. We're on our way to Vegas adjacent Henderson, so I just want to make sure you could hear me.
Okay.
Happy pre-turkey beverage football day to you and everyone, especially my fellow Bronco fan, Mr. Todd Fritz.
That's right.
That damn straight. So I've got a question that I've been meaning to ask you for a while, but now it's finally relevant with the Barry Sanders series coming out. All time, I've had this debate with a lot of my friends at work all time, and they hate hearing me say it because I have you and Wilbon's support on Elway. Resume-wise, Brady, Emmitt Smith, Jerry Rice, resume-wise, are the best at their positions.
Mm-hmm.
Ability-wise, at the height of their career, at their best of their playing ability, I'm going Elway, Barry Sanders, Randy Moss. Any thoughts on that? I can hang up and listen.
All righty. Thank you, Dan. Safe travels. Yeah, I have no problem with that. I mean, Elway was an unbelievable athlete and did probably more with less than Brady did. I mean, Brady was great. People wanted to go to the Patriots to play with Brady because they knew they had a chance to win a championship. But as far as ability goes, natural ability, talent, Elway would be right up there. Ability to run and throw, one of the great arms, history of the sport. Barry Sanders, absolutely. Talent-wise, and then Randy Moss. Randy Moss could be as talented as anybody who's ever played the game at any position. Another player, now we're not talking about these positions, but like Charles Woodson. You'll hear players talk about Charles Woodson like, oh, my God. Like, he's as perfect of a football player as there's ever been. So, I'd have no problem with that, with those choices there. Gary in Santa Maria. Hi, Gary. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. I just wanted to tell you, yesterday proved to me once again that you're the greatest in the business with your interview with Barry Sanders.
Well, thank you.
And that I just want... three players from the past Lions that I always think about. Greg Landry, who one year rushed for, I don't know, like 700 yards because every time he got back to pass, he had to run for life. Yeah. And then Mel Gray is one of the greatest kick returners ever. And then another guy, Billy Sims, if he wouldn't have got hurt, he might have had a career like Barry Sanders.
Those are all great names there. Lem Barney. Was another one, but Billy Sims was special, and he was a former Lion, got hurt. Here he is, Mr. Commander, James in Virginia, Thanksgiving game against the Cowboys. This will be great. Hi, James.
Thank you for taking my call, DG, Dan, Nets. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Yeah. Y'all, I know something worse. The worst thing on Thanksgiving is watching the Commanders lose to the Cowboys, man. I can tell you that much. Woo! Man, I'm just calling for a couple of things, man. First of all, I'm taking Michigan, Washington, Texas, and Bama as my final four, man. I think it's going to come true. And Michael Penix, man, all the way, man. Heisman Trophy, National Championship. I'm riding with Washington, man. And I got a caller of the year vote, man. I'm taking Luciano, dude. I don't know where this guy came from, man. Left field, but he is just stealing the calls this year, man. And in honor of the barbershop talk, my question to y'all is, over the next 5 years, Who are you taking, Pat Mahomes or Jalen Hurts? And you can only pick one, and I'm riding with 1-5. Y'all have a good day, gentlemen. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hold on, James.
Wait. Hold on.
Hey.
Oh, no. They just hung on him.
Oh.
Marvin is going to ask.
I was going to ask him what his favorite size were for Thanksgiving. There's a difference now. At my house?
That's a fair question.
But based off of his voice, and you didn't see his face, you would have asked him that question.
Look, I saw who his assistant coaches were.
Yeah.
He looks like he's been to a couple of the cookouts. He's been in a couple of, Miss Rose's Thanksgiving.
What do you think his sides are?
Collard greens.
Mm-hmm.
At my house is collard greens. At my wife's family is green bean casserole.
Yeah.
macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
Yams.
Okay.
Stuffing/dressing, however you want to. Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, not a stuffing guy. Oh, by the way, we're hearing from people. Now, I didn't refer to anybody as a psycho, but we had somebody saying, do you put your socks on and then your shoes, or do you do a sock, then a shoe, and a sock, and a shoe? Which one of you guys called somebody psychotic or Paul?
I believe multiple.
I said serial killer.
Oh, serial killer.
Sorry.
I think I said lunatic.
So if you put on your sock and then your shoe and then your sock and your shoe, you're saying lunatic, serial killer.
I said it was a maniac, yeah.
A maniac.
This person said, I'm a sock shoe guy, and I don't understand why that's an issue, so I'm sorry for being a sociopath.
Warden always looks at me funny when I do that with the sock shoe. Yeah.
He only has 5 minutes a week to use email, so you got it.
Robbie is just proving the theory, do crazy people know they're crazy?
Yes.
Apparently they don't.
Yes. Yeah.
Robbie, I can only imagine somebody like driving in their car to work and they're like, what's wrong with sock shoe? What the hell?
I have never heard that question before.
Sock shoe?
I've never. You put on your socks and you put on your shoes.
Can you imagine you're halfway done and let's say you forget your keys or something and you would just jump up and you're walking through your kitchen with one sock and one shoe on? Your wife would run for her life.
Yes, Mark.
Those are the same people when someone says, and we put our pants on one leg at a time. They say, you do?
Pants on, gee, we do.
Like, you put on your pants one leg at a time? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Sock shoe. FOH.
I never heard that. Never heard that. Wow.
Sock shoe.
Yeah. You know what? Let's keep an eye on that story, okay?
We'll ask Ross Tucker.
Yeah.
How is that even a thing? Sock shoe?
I mean, I can't even believe it.
It's not even a thing.
I still wear tube socks all the way up.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the program.
Why haven't they made shoes that have socks in them?
We'll call them shocks. How about we take a break? And Ross Tucker will join us coming up next. More phone calls as well. It's 17 after the hour.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Musical theme today is food in the band's name or in a song. Paulie, this is yours?
Yes, this is, I shoehorned a little bit. It's Coffee in Bed by the band Squeeze. Great 80s band.
I don't think that's a food.
They also have another song called Pulling Muscles from a Shell, which I was going to go as a backup.
But then that would have been food.
Right, but coffee to some people
is not food.
Is what they consume.
Yeah, but it's the food was what the theme was. Not liquids.
Oh, let it go. Food and drink. It's Thanksgiving.
No, Todd.
No?
No, rules are rules.
Am I barred from the contest?
You are.
That's fine.
You're barred from next week's musical contest.
I do love Squeeze.
Yeah. Squeeze, Argy Bargy is the name of an album.
There you go.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Do they do Tempted?
Tempted by the Fruit of a...
Yeah.
Another?
Yeah.
Yes. Squeeze, underrated. Got some hits there.
Nice.
Or Seton likes to say...
muscles.
Some bangers. Yes, Todd.
By the fruits. I saw what you were doing there. That's a fruit. That would count as food.
Thank Almost God. All their songs are yes. food related.
The Mercedes-Benz Holiday Love Celebration is here. It's incredible. You can find an exclusive offer on a vehicle that you will adore, and it goes on now through January 2nd. Learn more at mbusa.com/special offers. He's Ross Tucker. He's a special offer to this program, Ross Tucker Football Podcast. And guess who has the opportunity to witness that incredible, powerful Iowa offense, noon Eastern on CBS. Ross Tucker will be on the call, Iowa against Nebraska. Ross, man, are you lucky? You ready for all the superlatives you're going to be saying about that Iowa offense? Historically, the worst offense in the history of college football.
And they're 9-2. With a chance to go 10-2 and then play in the Big Ten championship game next week against Ohio State or Michigan. It's really remarkable. I mean, they're so good on defense and special teams that they've been able to overcome, as you referenced, one of the worst offenses we've ever seen in college football. It's really remarkable. I mean, you look at these other teams and they might win like two games where they score less than 20 points. Iowa's won five games where they've scored less than 20 points. They win seemingly every close game. They're 4-1 in one score games. And, you know, they had this video of their punter, Torrey Taylor, in the last game, the home game, where he was like coming out of the tunnel. Dan, it looked like the Joe Burrow video at LSU. like the Heisman hype video, except for Iowa, it's their punter. And I asked a buddy of mine, I'm like, was that like a joke or do people really love him that much? Like, no, we realize how valuable the punter is. And that was not a joke. That was sincere and genuine. That's how much we love that dude. He's a big reason why we win games.
And the over under, I think, is 26.5 for Iowa and Nebraska. Let me ask you about the college rankings that came out. Your resume versus, you know, an injury here. Like Florida State, should they have dropped, and should you factor in the injury to Jordan Travis, who's their star quarterback gone for the year?
No, I don't think you should factor in the injury. I don't think that's fair to all the other guys on that team. I think it will be factored in based on how they play in their next two games, right? Like how they play against Florida and how they play against Louisville in the ACC championship. Then you'll have a better idea of what they are, but don't preemptively do it, right? That doesn't make sense. Maybe their backup quarterback's awesome. Maybe he comes out and plays great. I don't understand the logic of like a preemptive strike. Now, if you moved up Washington because they beat Oregon State and it was an impressive win, and now they got these impressive wins, which they do against Oregon and Utah and Oregon State, totally fine with that. But it should not have been because Travis got hurt. I'm not a fan of that.
Well, you have this in the SEC where you'll play a cupcake. And they allow this because I think you play eight games against SEC opponents. Now, this isn't Florida State, but Florida State, you're playing North Alabama. So that's where it's hard to sometimes sympathize, where Washington and Oregon are playing against quality opponents. You know, Pac-12 week in and week out. The Big Ten, you have to play the Big Ten schedule there. So I think sometimes these teams hurt themselves because they're going to play against somebody that they should beat 58-10.
Yeah, well, and to your point, Dan, I mean, the Big Ten, you got to play nine conference games. And the SEC, they said, that's not going to be good for us. If we want to make the college football playoff, why do we want to have one more game where we're smashing against each other? Yeah. Let's have that game before the rivalries where we play, you know, an FCS school or play a lesser school. And I do think that's probably one of the reasons why the SEC has had so many teams go to the college football playoff and so many years where they have two. That's one less game, Dan, that's losable, right? Even if they're probably going to beat Kentucky or Arkansas or whoever else it would be, it's still one less game that's actually losable. They're not going to lose, you know, against these FCS teams.
We're talking to Ross Tucker, Westwood One CBS Sports NFL college football analyst, and of course, a former offensive lineman. If I gave you C.J. Stroud or Trevor Lawrence the rest of their careers?
Ooh, that is a good one. I think I'd go C.J. Stroud. Wow. Yeah, I think I'd go C.J. Stroud just because let's go by the body of work and the sample size we have so far, right? You know, even just this year, Dan, I think that Stroud's probably objectively played better than Lawrence has. This is year three for Lawrence. And I don't know that he was playing that great. Now, he's coming off his best game against the Titans. Give him credit for that. But the week before against the Niners, he didn't look very good. And I think he's got significantly better people around him than Stroud does. In other words, I don't know that the Texans are 6-4 with Trevor Lawrence like they are with Stroud. And I'm pretty confident the Jaguars would be 7-3 if Stroud was there. So I'll take Stroud because his, albeit an admittedly limited sample size so far, is better than I think Lawrence's entire body of work.
How good do you feel as an Eagle fan with that performance against Kansas City? Because if Valdez-Scantling hangs on to the football, then we got a lot of questions about the Eagles. So they survived. They won in Kansas City, but how do you feel about them?
Well, I think you feel great that they found a way to win the game like they so often do, and that they still have pole position for the number one seed. I really don't think we talk about it enough, Dan. You know, I don't know any other sport where the number one seed, to me, it's inequitable. I mean, not only are you the only team that doesn't have to play a game that first weekend, but then you get two home games. I mean, the difference between the one seed and the two seed, they could have the same record, Dan. And the one seed just has to play two games at home, whereas the two seed has to play three games, including one on the road. So if you're an Eagles fan, yeah, I mean, it was strange, quite frankly, to see the Chiefs probably be better than the Eagles up front on both sides of the ball. I thought the Chiefs were the better team in that game. But ultimately, nobody really cares. All that matters is the win-loss. What matters is who plays better when they face each other again in the playoffs, if that's what happens. But getting that number one seed is so critical that I think you feel real good about the Eagles' chances to still secure that, because they got a win that they kind of weren't supposed to get, right? They were the underdogs in the game. They kind of stole one. And with these other tough games coming up, Buffalo, San Francisco, at Dallas to kind of get that win in their back pocket was huge.
Yeah, I agree, because you got to hold off the Cowboys in your own division, and you want to try to secure home field advantage. As a former offensive lineman, tell me what happens in the brotherly shove, the tush-push. Like, what is your role as an offensive guard? You know, the center is the most important, but as a guard, what role would you play?
So, by the way, I'm glad you're bringing this up, because what the Eagles do is incredibly impressive. And I'm glad that we've had a lot of season now, or a second season of them doing it, so that we see these other teams that can't do it that well. The best thing they have going for them, Dan, it's the left side of the line. I mean, Jordan Mailata is 6'8", 380. And then Landon Dickerson, 6'6", probably 355. But I think the advantage there is, I think Mailata, with his rugby background, has helped Dickerson know the key is to keep your feet moving. Those guys are basically crawling. They have their hands down, but they keep their butts up and they keep their legs moving. A lot of times it's not the initial surge.
Yeah.
But because those guys on the left side keep those legs and feet and their hands moving, it just becomes like a wave, because they're so big, they're so strong, and they don't stop their feet. I think the D linemen sometimes stop their feet, and Hurts rides that second wave. Jason Kelce will even be the first one to tell you that he and Hurts get the credit. What happens is, there's an initial stalemate, but Mailata and Dickerson just keep digging, you know, like the old bear crawl. And then Hurts gets pushed and shoves over to that side, where there's always push, there's always separation. I mean, it looks like they get like 2.5 yards a carry on that thing.
But now you have defenders going over the top, which I don't understand that logic. That, like, they're trying to get Hurts before he ducks for cover. But it makes it easier if I'm taking a 6'4", you know, 280-pound guy out of the equation in the middle.
So I think the first-level guys need to try to jump the count and just dive at the legs, the feet of the offensive lineman, right? So stop the pile right there, and then have your second-level guys, the linebackers, dive over the top and try to hit Hurts with a shot like Purdy got in that Minnesota game. Look, they've tried it. It still hasn't worked. But to me, that's your best opportunity to try to slow it down.
I'm going to give you one game to watch tomorrow in the NFL. You can have the Packers, Lions, Commanders, Cowboys, Niners, Seahawks.
Definitely not Commanders, Cowboys.
Okay.
The only reason why I like Detroit is I just love their team. I love, like, that place is going to be going berserk tomorrow. I'm so happy for their fans. I love Dan Campbell. I love their team. I still think the best game, though, is going to be San Francisco at Seattle. So I'll take the nightcap, just because both teams are still very much in the mix, and I think it'll be a good game. I think Seattle's going to give them everything they got.
Yeah. You know, I think that stands alone as the best matchup, but I think sentimental value of tuning into those games that start early in Detroit, and you're just, it's not pretty. They usually lose. The highlight is John Madden calling the game, but this is different. Like, now you have a real reason to tune in, because this isn't the only time you're going to watch the Lions. Since 2000, this is the eighth time the Lions have taken a winning record into Thanksgiving. And they're 4-3 in those previous 7 Thanksgiving game. Let me see. I got something else here. The last time the Lions took a record of 8-2 or better into their Thanksgiving game was 1962. And they beat the Packers that day, 26-14. So maybe a little karma.
Yeah, I'm so happy for them. We had so many years, Dan, where we would say, is it fair that the Lions get the Thanksgiving Day game every year, because everybody hated watching the Lions. It was always a terrible game. They stunk. I'm glad that they're good. And the Thanksgiving Day game is just awesome. I had the privilege of 21 years ago starting for the Cowboys against Washington, and still a top five game, top five football experience in my life, because everybody you know is watching. I think it's like, other than the Super Bowl, it might be like the best ratings. Everybody you know is watching. And what's really cool, as a player, Dan, you know, you get the weekend off. So literally back in 2002, I flew home the next morning on Friday morning, and that night was my fifth-year high school reunion. I started for the Cowboys the day before my fifth-year high school reunion. Like, I couldn't have planned that any better. Any girl that didn't like me in high school, I was like, hi, Barbara. Oh, hey, Jessica, how was your Thanksgiving? Yeah, nice. It was amazing. It was like a dream.
But it was weird that you wore your uniform to your five-year anniversary just to let people remind them. Your eye black there. You walk
hey,
in
you know
there.
What's funny, Dan? True story. Some kid I didn't like. I'm at my fifth-year. Some kid I didn't like, he brought up the fact that I gave up a sack to Bruce Smith. He was like, oh, I saw you give up a sack to Bruce Smith yesterday. I was like, who, Matt, who do you play for? Like, what, like, really? I mean, you know, I'm at a reunion. I'm probably five beers deep. Like, hey, Matt, that's a great opportunity to get punched in the face. Maybe don't say that.
Oh, safe travels, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, likewise. See you guys.
That's Ross Tucker.
It's a great opportunity to get punched in the face.
Five beers deep. He's got Nebraska and Iowa. That's at noon Eastern on CBS. He's great. He really is. He's a wonderful person. A couple of phone calls. Daniel in Tennessee. Hey, Daniel, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, 59180. Hey, I just wanted to give thanks to you. I've been a listener for about 10 years now, mostly via the podcast. But my wife and I, we just had our second son in August, August 21st. He was born at 1 pound 5 ounces.
Oh, wow.
So he's still been in the NICU. He's still in the NICU currently. Hopefully he's going to get out this week. Next week. But all of that to say, on Friday I got the snip. So I've been kind of in the shut-in club. In the shut-in club since Friday. So I just want to say thanks for always keeping spirits up and always just having a great show and always just being an Emmy Award-winning caliber show. So appreciate
thank
that.
You. Thank you, Daniel. You got snipped. Got the snip. Sitting on some probably frozen peas there. Oh, man, when you go to the, when like newborns, when they're in ICU, And one of my daughters was there, and then you realize how healthy she was compared to some of those preemies. Like, you just walk in, and those people, those women, those nurses, oh, my God. Incredible, incredible people. All right, let me take a break. Let's see. If you're watching on Peacock, we have our spread here. It's breakfast for lunch, and I'm checking out the big German out there. He is manning the grills. This stuff's coming right off the grill here. I love it. Big German special occasion out there. All right, we're back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Here we go, all together now.
Ever since I was a tiny boy.
Good way to close up shop. Man, breakfast for lunch is awesome. Got eggs, sausage out there. We got some blueberry fatties. We got it all. Good stuff. Todd, are you eating while we're...
No, I was just drinking some water. I do have a little piece of sausage here stuck in my back leg.
In your artery.
One of my crowns definitely has a little sausage in it.
Yeah, it's sausage. Mike in California. What's on your mind today, Mike?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, bud.
I just wanted to let you guys know that sock shoe thing, that was a subject on All in the Family. Archie Bunker was giving Meathead a bad time for putting on sock shoe, and the argument he used is if somebody was chasing him, at least he could hop away. And then I was wondering, what is your go-to cigar? I've heard you mention cigars several
times. I have quite a few of them. I've been smoking my father's. It's a great brand label, but there's so many great cigars out there, and I'm always interested in new cigars. You know, when somebody says, "Oh, here's something," but yeah, if you can get a great Cuban and it's a legitimate Cuban, you know, Hoya de Monterey, those are awesome. But there's Padron. You can't go wrong with a Padron anniversary.
No,
you can't. 26 or 64, you can't go wrong. Great cigar. Every time. Yes, Todd.
Would you rather escape a situation with just a pair of socks on or one sock and shoe and a bare foot? I don't know. How is that an argument you could hop away by putting a sock and shoe
on? I was on cigars right there. Okay. I tried to see what I was doing at that time.
I mean, there is a certain amount of logic to the one shoe on. However, I think if I was being chased, I wouldn't stop to put on socks and shoes anyway. I would probably already be running.
Yeah, I'm going to accessorize. I'm being chased.
Excuse me, but how do these socks look with these shoes? This day in sports history, Paulie.
I got a few, so bear with me, but you'll like these. 1910, Arthur F. Knight patented the steel shaft to replace wood shafts for golf clubs. Hard to find those wood shaft clubs anymore. 1950, lowest NBA scoring game ever was the Fort Wayne Pistons versus the Minneapolis Lakers. The score is 19-18 and a burner. Mike Tyson won the heavyweight title at age 20 and 4 months. Tiger Woods won his seventh straight PGA Grand Slam event. Wow, that was peak Tiger, 06. Mm-hmm. And then, Dan, it was 22 years ago today. It was Thanksgiving. This was the halftime show.
Pumped up.
The more times I watch this video, the more fascinating it becomes.
There's like trapeze artists flowing in the breeze.
The guy fly like the circus performers flying around holding onto those sheets is just is just the best.
It was on this date in 2014, Samaje Perine. He rushed for 427 yards. Oklahoma beat Kansas. The previous mark was set 1 week earlier by Wisconsin's
Melvin Gordon.
On this day in 2014, Lionel Messi set a new La Liga record with his 253rd goal. Oh, Messi.
I'm a surprise.
That was for Seton. Oh, Messi.
Lionel.
Is it Lionel or Lionel?
It's messy.
It's just messy.
Yeah.
It's just messy. Paul in Santa Barbara. Hi, Paul. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your families. 511-175. Hey, you guys were talking about greatest sports contracts ever signed. I'll tee it up for you a little bit and let you guys run with it. But you may recall it's actually an ABA, NBA one, the two 26-year-old brother attorneys. They had bought a Carolina franchise of the ABA. They had moved it to St. Louis. And I think at the time the NBA wanted them to merge, and they declined the offer. So I think the NBA offered them 7% of TV revenue for perpetuity. And there was no TV at the time, so the NBA had nothing to lose. They signed it, and I think years back, they had paid them a couple of $500 million contracts, the NBA, but they bought them out for $750 million years back. So I'll let you go with that.
I think it's the Simon Brothers. Does that sound right?
Correct.
Indy, I thought it was the Pacers.
No, it was the St. Louis Spirits, Spirits of St. Louis. They wanted to be an NBA team. They were told they were going to be absorbed in the NBA, and then the NBA changed their mind. And during either a negotiation, I think in lieu of a lawsuit, they were giving a small percentage of future TV rights in perpetuity. Perpetuity means forever and ever.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It's forever and then ever.
Wow.
Yes. Sydney in Nashville. Hi, Sydney. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. 4'4" and 61 pounds. My dog talks like Chrissy. My dad lets me and my brother listen to the show, and he always makes sure we let me hear the Chrissy highlights. My favorite is, he wasn't even talking about like a lot of kids, I narrate my dog's life. The voice we use is Chrissy. Lots of lisps and spits. It's pretty funny. I also have a positive face bet. Will the Super Bowl MVP be Taylor Swift or the field? I'll take T Swift. Any takers for the field?
Thank you, Sydney. I was having a hard time following all of that. But Sydney loves Fritzy. Is that what I'm supposed to?
Sounds the kid's full of energy. Love it.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Both.
He said he wanted to do a cartoon about his dog. And he wanted Todd to voice it because there's a lot of spitting noises and it's like his dog. That's what I heard.
Oh,
something like that.
Oh, so
it's like a backhanded compliment.
No, it's a shot.
I took it mainly as a positive, but there was a shot definitely in there about the spit.
Yeah.
Speech impediment. That's nice. Speech impediment humor on Thanksgiving.
You do not have a speech impediment.
Whatever it is, I'm making weird sounds and.
You have a general impediment.
General impediment. General.
Yes.
General impediment.
Yeah, it's like the Surgeon General
opening for Judas Priest.
Yeah,
coming up.
Sir, you've been promoted to general impediment.
Yeah. Yeah. Right now, I'm a sergeant. I'm hope to be promoted to a general impediment.
It's four stripes on the shoulder.
Wait,
do that again, or
no,
are you just making the noise?
No, okay.
I don't think I made the noise that time.
I have 1 minute left, and I'm going to be.
This is what you're doing.
I'm
going to
be nice.
Though.
No, I'm thankful.
You can't make no reason. He goes.
I'm very self-conscious. Every time you do it, I'm like, did I make that?
I am thankful for everything we have here, and this great audience, and the opportunity to hope to entertain you every single day. Let's go around the room what we learned.
Okay. Former Lions QB Scott Mitchell does not appreciate being the fall guy for Barry Sanders not having more playoff opportunities.
Connor, what do you have?
I learned a vast majority of our audience is the worst part of Thanksgiving is annoying family members.
Marvin.
Hall is suing Oates.
Yes.
Say it ain't so, Joe.
Paulie.
Dan, you made 11 seconds without making fun of that.
What we learned. Have a great, great weekend, everybody. We will talk to you on Monday. Happy Thanksgiving.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.